The Heritage Dictionary defines a rumor as a piece of unverified information of uncertain origin, usually spread by word of mouth. During a presidential political year, a rumor can be defined as a real pain in the polls for a candidate who has to spend time answering questions about something that likely didn't even happen. On the front page of the Washington Post yesterday, today's most emailed story, foes use Obama ties to fuel rumors about him. One of the most clicked on articles at BuzzFeed is from a Huffington Post list of the 10 craziest rumors about candidates, including this whopper, that Mitt Romney has a gay albino son. It's a comedy spoof, an online comedy spoof that has gone wrong virally. Now, separating the wheat from the chaff for us this morning from Iowa, Jonathan Martin, a senior political reporter for Politico.com. Hi, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are y'all?
I'm doing okay. So this most emailed story at the Washington Post about Barack Obama having ties to some sort of Muslim organization. There have been these, this has been going on forever. People have gotten in their inbox this email saying that Barack Obama went to a madrasa in Indonesia. How did this start?
Well, I actually wrote a story with my colleague Ben Smith last month about just this, and I think what happened was that it was sparked earlier this year when there was a sort of obscure magazine called Insight Magazine, which is owned by the Washington Times, and they did a story claiming that Hillary Clinton's campaign was going to attack or was attacking Obama on the fact that he went to this Muslim madrasa in Indonesia. Well, the Clinton folks denied that, and then subsequently it was pointed out that he actually didn't go to a madrasa, and that was not true at all. But in this internet era,
took on a life of its own.
That's exactly right.
But it's interesting.
The fact is that it doesn't take very long for a falsehood to make its way around the globe, given the power of the internet and email. And so people began to think that he was Muslim. And look, the fact is it's easy. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. He's got this sort of exotic, a background. So there was fodder there. And so people who want to sort of, try and make this case because their political opponents or enemies are sort of doing that. And the power and the anonymity of email and the internet makes it easy.
And it's also interesting in his stump speech, apparently now he is talking about how his paternal grandfather in Kenya was indeed Muslim, I guess maybe having to reach out in a sense because he's had to debunk these other
issues. Not that there's anything wrong with
that. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, he frontally is talking about it, and his campaign now also has a sort of at-the-ready email response from pastors who are sort of verifying his Christian credentials. So his folks get that this is a problem, and they've got to try and react to it head-on.
Interesting that Mitt Romney, you heard that one about him having a gay albino son, clearly from a comedy website. I mean, it goes on to talk about his twin on another planet, but it's gotten a whole bunch of traction. But there is this idea that there might be a slight touch with reality about some of these rumors, and they take off. One of the ones on Huffington Post says that Mitt Romney is a Mexican. All right? But here's the thing. His father was born in Chihuahua, Mexico, when the family lived in a Mormon enclave there. So is it that all it takes is like a little bit of a little tasty, tiny smear of truth?
Well, that's exactly right, Allison. If, it's so easy to inflate or to sort of exploit one small thing like that. And in Romney's case, for comedic purposes, but oftentimes for more sinister reasons too. You can just take somebody's name or their background, like an Obama, and you're off and running.
As a reporter, and you're writing about these things, how do you make the decision whether or not to report something that you may have heard on the trail? There's a little bit of truth to it, versus you just know that this is bunk, but it's out there.
Well, I mean, look, if something is categorically not true and it's false, then you just ignore it. In the case of Obama, that's a story that is very much worth reporting because you're not actually talking about
the rumor itself. Rumor. You're talking about the event around
reporting,
it.
You're reporting on the political impact of the rumor, which is considerable in his case. And you can be sure that if he were to get the nomination, the sort of subterranean attack against him would be these sort of questions about his patriotism and about his affiliation and his loyalties. I mean, that would be the sort of crux of his challenge if he you know is to be the nominee.
And then sometimes a rumor like Giuliani married his first cousin. That one actually has truth to it, right?
I think it's second cousin.
Second cousin. Yeah. Ah, see.
Who was a gay Mexican albino.
I think she was an Italian gal, but close enough.
Jonathan Martin, senior political reporter for Politico.com. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
I think we should link to that Huffington Post thing because it's just
the
hilarious.
Puffington Post, that is where those rumors would get started. I think you mean Huffington Post. Oh. Although that would be a great name
yeah.
for a rumor
well, sometimes,
place.
You know, you read some stuff on there. Sometimes it is the Puffington Post.
Coming up, Sean Aiken. He's a hardworking boy. He's trying to do 52 jobs in 1 year. We'll talk to him about his experience.